91.5 WMFO Medford.
We were almost halfway there.
lost inside these thoughts of you.
Now the world was empty on the day when WMFO Medford. Yeah, 10, 12 in the morning. Easy for me to say. Mike here along with Sue.
Hey.
Which one are we, though?
I don't know.
That's just going back to my old little... So how you doing so far? Having a good time doing what we're doing?
This is great. It's like doing the radio show without all the stress because you're like running most of the controls.
Yeah,
and
but
so
you know what happens at 11, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I have to wake up.
Yeah, and you get to run this thing.
That thing called the board.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't get bored.
Hey, not a thing to do.
No.
Mm. Well, let me keep talking and tell people what we're playing. I just played a track I've been wanting to play for a while. It's a cover, actually, from a band that was Magnolia Electric Company. It's such a great track. It's one of those unknown tracks. And it's a cover by Kevin Morby and Waxahachie called The Doc Don't Hide It. And it's a tragic story because the original band, he had an alcohol problem and he passed away. And music like that just should continue. So I'm really glad about this cover, again, called The Doc Don't Hide It. Power Pop locally was just before that. Mike Viola from his Electrode Perfecto CD called Get You Back. One of those songs we all have them and I just love.
Yeah.
I just love the power pop. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sonic, the band from Bogota, Colombia. One Peaceful Day is their new record. That was Gypsy Soul. The Police from Regatta de Blanc back in 1979. This Bed's Too Big Without You.
Love that song.
Yeah, I know. The Police are great. Justin Towns Earl started us off as New Noise from the Saint of Lost Causes, upcoming CD from him. It was so good.
Loved the harmonica on
ain't
that.
Ain't got no money.
Ain't got no money, but we got harmonica.
We do. Yeah, and who between us plays harmonica? Who does?
I don't know.
You do.
Sometimes.
Yeah, that's something that you should play maybe that song.
I might just do that. Might just learn it.
Ring up Justin and say, hey.
Hey, you need somebody to go on the road?
Oh, that was a nice low voice that you said.
I got something stuck in my throat.
Oh.
This just in. Cheryl's coming up to the studio.
What? Really?
Yeah, that's what it says.
Great. I've seen her like in other rooms in here, but I've never seen her in here. This will be awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I've been doing this for a long time, and I've, you know, been with her a long time, and I can count probably on one hand the number of times she's been up here.
I just had to ask her.
Yep, see, Mike? She likes you better than
me. We have this thing.
You do.
Yeah. Yeah, so have to turn to yet another story of losing somebody that we've known as a celebrity in the music biz all our lives.
Yeah, we're getting to that age, Mike, where all our heroes who are probably, you know, between 10 and 20 years older than us are dropping like flies.
Mm, the Monkees.
Yeah.
Two words for you, Peter Tork.
Yeah. Which Peter means Tork. Half the Monkees are dead.
Yeah. Yeah, so I didn't even know that he was ill. I mean,
Me either.
He's been out touring with Mickey Dolenz recently. And I didn't know that he was, you know, I didn't know.
Yeah, it's...
It was just yesterday, I think, wasn't it? Yesterday that we lost him.
Yeah, or yesterday or the day before.
Yeah.
Lindsay Moon, who used to do something about the women, is a big Monkees fan and has worked for sort of the, whatever the Monkees organization is. She posted some nice memories of Peter the other day.
Yeah, I mean, people of our generation, we just, you know, we had the TV shows like the Brady Bunch, you know, and the Monkees, and, you know, the Monkees were just some crazy little TV show that was sort of like the Beatles, but not the Beatles, and a made-up band, but it wasn't really a made-up band, as it turned out.
It was always kind of and they were so goofy, right? Like, it was just such slapstick comedy kind of, but the music was actually good. I mean, I had older brothers, so they had all the Monkees records, and I heard all of them.
As it turned out, and they got out of the clutches of the TV studio and the music company and whatever, and they were able to actually play on their own records.
Yeah.
That's when it came to pass. That they could play.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't know. It was very frustrating for them because I saw an interview with Peter and he thought when he was hired that they wanted him to play.
Yeah.
No, they didn't.
It's weird.
Yeah. So we want to celebrate the life of Peter Tork
yes,
by playing a bunch of Monkeys music. I almost said Munchkins because of,
the Munchkins.
Kind of. But we want to do that just to honor him and honor the Monkees sound and a couple of these Peter sang lead on, which weren't too many.
Yeah. He didn't do a lot of the singing, but I did a little Google search and we found some of the ones that he sang on. One of them is one of my favorites because when I was a little kid listening to the Monkees, I thought that particular song, which you're going to play, was just like so goofy and weird, and I just loved it.
You're talking about the closing theme?
No, Auntie Griselda.
Oh yeah, Auntie. That's such a weird song.
It is, but I loved it.
All right, we'll play that second in the set.
Okay, great.
But I'll start. I'm not going to start off with the theme for the Monkees because everybody knows that. It's
right.
Just
hey,
such a
hey.
Great. Yeah, it's such a great little track. But everybody plays that. So I'm going to play the one that ended the TV show, and we'll go on in the set from there. It's called For Pete's Sake. And it's just starting off a great set of the Monkees music and in remembrance, hard to even say that,
R.I.P.
of
Peter.
Peter Tork. It's WMFO in Medford.
Like Auntie Griselda, it takes much more to be someone of your own. You've got to make it free from Auntie Griselda, for just like her you'll have to make it alone. I know she's having a fit, she doesn't like me a bit. No bird of grace ever lit on Auntie Griselda. Auntie Griselda, Auntie Griselda, Auntie Griselda, Auntie Griselda, Griselda.
Girl, don't you know every time I see you smile,
it's so bad, cause when I see you I start trying
to stop, but there's no denying
love with you.
saw her face. Now I'm a believer, not a trace. Hooked out in my mind, I'm in love. I'm a believer, I couldn't leave her if I tried.
Yeah.
WMFO Medford. How you doing? 10:33 in the morning. Mike here. Hi. Sue here.
Hi.
And the other Mike is here too.
Mike is here.
Yeah. We're all like
we are Mike powered. Squid.
We're all like mental patients here.
I should change my name to Mike and we could just be the three Mikes.
Yeah. Mike on.
Yeah, we have to have like a special salute.
Yeah,
and rings.
Mike on.
Yeah.
There you go.
I'm so embarrassed.
Turn off, you got it.
Turn off the mic. Mic off.
Oh, God. Are we still on?
Yeah, wait a minute.
Is this thing on?
Wait a minute. I hear crickets.
Yeah, definitely. So we just did a little tribute to our friend Peter Tork. It really is a sad thing. I mean, you remember the monkeys, just the TV show growing up. And
yeah.
What an impact it had.
It's hard to believe. But we started by playing For Pete's Sake, which is the closing theme to the TV show, from a record they did called Headquarters.
Yikes.
That wasn't it? Was somebody calling you?
No. I put the volume all the way down on my phone, and yet still, there it is. Still, Womp, there it is.
Ghost in the Machine.
That's telling you.
So that was from 1967's Headquarters. I was going to say CD, but it really wasn't.
I had all the Monkees records back then.
When I was looking for Monkees music last night, every single cover was like an old friend. Like, I just remember obsessing over, we had all of them.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. And after that, Sue, that was your favorite, your Auntie Griselda.
Oh my God, when I was a little kid, I just thought that was the best song ever, because it's so silly.
Yeah. Yeah,
that was from More of the Monkees. Words from Pisces, Aquarius, Capricorn, and Jones Limited, also in 1967. That was actually because of their astrological signs.
I see. None of them were a Taurus, huh?
Again, apparently no fish there. Taurus is a fish, yes?
Oh, it's a bull.
It's a bull?
No.
What's the fish?
Pisces.
Obviously, I'm not a tourist. The Monkees, for More of the Monkees, I'm a Believer, a request from Mike Costa. Again, More of the Monkees record. Then we heard from Head, Porpoise Song, 1968, the next year, and finished up with something from local band The Pixies, from Doolittle, of course, on Monkey Gone to Heaven.
You know, a lot of people don't, basically, they call them the fake Fab Four and all
right.
that.
Right, yeah. Well.
What happened was, as a musician, I'm going to give you from a musician's point of view,
Do we have a musician coming in the door now?
It could be. Okay. They were put together, but it worked, And it doesn't matter how they were put together. It wasn't organic, but if it didn't work, it didn't work.
Right, and it worked.
And Michael Nesmith wrote some of the greatest Monkey songs that I love to this day. The others, contributed. They had great writers like Carole King and Neil Diamond and
Boyce and Hart. Yep.
And David Gates from,
Bread.
Bread and all kinds of people. But they made it work, And we love them to this day.
Absolutely.
And they are genuine as any band.
You're right, though. Point taken. I mean, either it worked or it didn't.
Right.
No question about it.
You know, if the music was horrible and the show was horrible, then it didn't work. But both, the show was silly, but it was great. It met a need at the time and had a great formula. It was just like silly and everything was sped up. And
it kept us entertained after school.
Yeah, exactly.
But
music was fantastic.
Yes, none of us are running around, humming songs from the Archies or the Banana Splits album.
No, although possibly the Partridge Family.
Partridge
were another
Family,
fake band, but, I love David Cassidy.
It's just
rest
a bygone era, isn't it?
There's another one, David Cassidy's
I know, they're
gone.
All, they're all gone.
And dare we talk about Peter Frampton now?
I know.
Yeah, just heard about that.
So poor Peter Frampton is now going on his farewell tour because he has a degenerative disease. It's called inclusion body myositis.
Once again, doctor?
Yeah, exactly. But anyway, he noticed some weakness and some tightness in his ankles and his arms, and he has this disease. He doesn't know how much longer he's going to be able to play. So Peter Frampton wants to go out on a high note, and he's going out on a farewell tour.
People don't know that Eric Clapton can't really play anymore because of problems with his hands. Yeah, yeah. So he's kind of out of it. Unfortunately, fortunately, maybe in the year 2035, we'll be celebrating Betty White's and Keith Richards' birthdays.
Yeah, we need to consider what kind of world we're going to leave for Keith Richards and Betty White. I mean, we've got to do something about the environment. I mean, they're going to be here.
I know. Speaking of here, Cheryl's here.
Hey. Cheryl's here, yay. Hey.
You guys are bumming me out just a tiny little bit.
Well, that's what we're trying to do here.
I'm
just like thinking rock and roll, and then I'm like, oh, you know, it's sad.
Yeah.
But, you know.
I know.
Speaking
of, all just try to be as much in denial as we can. You know.
Yeah. Every day that way.
Well. And yeah. just to make you happier, Cheryl, we're going to be doing a set of Warren Zevon later.
Please.
We are.
Just for you.
And maybe we'll do some Elton later, too.
He's not dead yet.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Oh, there's a movie coming out about Elton.
I know.
Yeah, I heard about that.
It looks like it's going to be really good.
And it tells us it's coming out a movie about Motley Crue. So put those two together. They have the same things where everybody's throwing and kicking and, you know, blowing things up.
Now that Bohemian Rhapsody was such a hit, even though half of it wasn't true.
Yeah.
A
lot of biopics are going to happen.
Exactly. Is it a biopic or a biopic?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think it's biopic.
I think you have to wear gloves to handle it.
Yeah. So, but yeah, you know, it's true though that, you know, people like, I mean, if you think about it, like in the past, I don't know, you know, there was the Johnny Cash movie and, you
know, the Queen movie.
The Ray Charles movie. Yeah. You know, it's like, yeah. We go through these phases where there's these greats that have gone.
Movie.
Yeah, let's do a Warren Zevon movie. Yeah, you want a microphone, Cheryl?
Oh,
yeah.
I mean, do I deserve one?
Have you been good?
I don't know if you've been
Santa
good.
Santa
knows. Have been accepted into the fold?
Into our
mess. Yes. Yes.
Nice. Yeah.
I've been listening to the show this morning.
Oh, we did have excellent. One. Perfect.
Excellent. Yeah, we've been doing this for quite a while now. And
you're both very, very amusing and fun to listen to.
I think his parents said that.
Yeah.
That's why they kept him.
He's a nice boy.
That's why I spent so many years in the circus.
but you had a job.
I didn't. I love peanuts to this day.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
All right, so let's do the last set until we come up to 11 a.m.
All right. And then we're going to do something about the women, but it might be something about the women and the men.
I think it will be because we said so.
Equality.
There you go. So
we're all good.
We're all good. So I have some new noise from one of my favorites of late, from the co-founder of the Strokes, a guitar player, Albert Hammond Jr.
Has
a new record coming out. I just love what he does in his solo work, and there's a new one from him called Fast Times. Brand new at WMFO.
In Medford.
Side. down. I can ease your pain, get you on your feet again. Relax, relax, I'll need some information first. Just the basic facts, can you show me where it hurts?
Thank you. so many years.